Hey, we're going to continue now with Scott Cormier from Hilltop RV in Escanaba and professional, semi-professional bass fisherman. I guess if you got a day job, you can't be a total 100% pro, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you got to make some money.
Kind of like me and playing music.
So. Absolutely. Hey, same thing here, man. If I could play my drums and make music every day, that'd be great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the tournaments you've been in, and then we're going to talk about what's been working here in the UP for catching fish. So you were in a tournament last weekend. What's your next tournament, by the way?
Actually, this Sunday, the UP Bassers, that are actually a bass club that's based here in the UP, is having a team tournament, which anybody can fish. It's on Badwaters Lake over in Iron Mountain. So it's on the Upper Menominee River. I can't remember how much it is a team. But that's going to be a good team tournament. And they just had one there this weekend that had about 25 boats in it. Seemed like fishing was a little bit tough, but the guys that took first place at about 15 pounds for six fish. So it's about a 2-pound average, 2.5-pound average. And because of the heavy current, everything is concentrating the fish a little bit more on the river systems. But, you know, on the inland lakes and stuff, we've been having a lot of luck fishing, like I said, some hard cover, you know, either flipping jigs, throwing soft plastics around, you know, stumps, docks, you know, that type of stuff. And up here, you don't see a lot of guys throwing it, but I throw a lot of deep crankbaits and deep swim baits in the summer months and do really well in the inland lakes.
Now, when you're fishing those swimming baits, I just remember fishing those when I was a kid in Ohio, and we always look for drop-offs later in the summer.
Right, yeah, you're looking for what I call main lake basin stuff. I'm river channel shorelines, deep channel swings on these impoundment-type reservoirs. But on some of the bigger natural lakes, you want long extended points, drop-offs, any type of what I consider underwater structure that's going to be rising above the bottom of the lake, trying to get into that thermocline area. Obviously, you're going to be looking for the thermocline on your electronics and trying to see where the bait balls and everything are staying at that same level and trying to find some structure along that depth on the lake. And that's where you're probably going to find the majority of the fish this time of year.
Now let's talk a little bit about colors. Do you customize your general, what I call starting color for each body of water? And I'll give you an example. When I used to fish on the Dead River Basin a lot for pike and smallmouth bass, I would always start with either yellow or orange. And it was mostly because of the crayfish that were in there. And then I would sometimes have to go to a chartreuse or sometimes have to go to more of a brown or a purple from there.
Usually with me, the color of the water really dictates what I start with. If it's a super, super clear water situation like on the bay or even some of these spring-fed inland lakes, especially up on Highway 13 or even some of the ones up by you, you're going to want more natural colors. You want to have some of the silvers, the clears, the smelt-looking stuff, the minnow-looking stuff. And then obviously, once you start getting a little bit of tannic-stained water, you can go to the darker colors, the browns with an orange tint, brown with chartreuse, you know, pure chartreuse spinnerbait, that type of stuff. It's some high-visibility colors that way.
What else can you tell us about the presentation right now? I mean, are you fishing these jigs and swim baits aggressively, or are you still seeing cooler water temps, so you got to be a little bit slower?
No, I mean, you're seeing temperatures, you know, water temps up in the high 70s now in some of these bodies of water, especially in the shallow waters. So you can be very aggressive. Just throwing a jerkbait or swim bait, you can actually go at a pretty good clip and do a lot of input with the rod tip, especially also swimming jigs have become super-duper popular. I mean, they're just starting to catch on up here. They've always been very popular over on, like, the Mississippi River, that type of stuff. And that's pretty much just throwing out a jig and just swimming it back like a spinnerbait and then using small pulsations on the rod tip to kind of impart some action onto the jig. And that's been very, very, very popular, especially in weed-filled lakes, you know, on the outside weed lines, going through pad fields, that type of thing. That was one of the big things that we fished this weekend out on Shawnee Lake. We were fishing a lot of the reed beds, and that was something that would come through the reeds very, very good.
Scott Cormier from Hilltop RV in Escanaba and semi-pro bass fisherman giving us great stuff right there. Hopefully that'll help some folks catch some more fish.
All right, Adam, take care.
We'll catch up with you again real soon.
All right, bud.
This is The Outdoor Show.